welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Monday today. Dad and I got a lot of great stories for you. Dad, you're on here with me. How are you doing today?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful as always. We've got so many stories to cover. My goodness, we have a busy weekend. So, but I got a request for everybody listening today. Last fall, I did the show on the blood of Jesus on Hagman and Hagman for 3 hours. And we had the biggest response we've ever had on a show on that topic. The problem is I don't have the link to it anymore, and I've got a good listener who wants that link, and I don't know which one it was, because I know it's like October, November of last year. So if anybody has the one that I did this thing on scalar waves and the blood of Christ, and they know which one it is and you've got it saved, please email the office and let us know which one that is so I can get that information out. That's really kind of a personal request for you guys, and so thank you so much. But I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend, a blessed weekend. Been busy, busy here. I mean, as I tell you what, the weather's finally starting to break in the nighttime, so it's starting to cool off some, so praise God for that. It's been a really long, hot summer in Florida with a whole bunch of chemtrails, so it's been interesting. Why don't you go get started, Oz?
Okay, well, the first thing I wanted to reiterate, I brought this up a couple weeks ago, but now that the phone's actually getting released, I wanted to kind of remind everybody about this so you understand exactly what is going on. The Apple iPhone 7 was just released, and obviously, if you guys know, it does not have any headphone jacks. Apple's utilizing a full wireless headset with that iPhone 7 purchase. The thing about these headsets is they're completely wireless, they're water-resistant. The issue that we have with them, as I brought up before, is that they are connected directly to your phone via Bluetooth. However, the connection of the Bluetooth only goes to the right earbud. From there, the right headset will be sending a Bluetooth connection directly to the left headset, which obviously, if you guys understand, will be on the other side of your head, meaning the Bluetooth will be sending the signal directly through your brain. Now, granted, Apple's saying this is a very, very, very low RFR as far as the radio frequency radiation. However, in my opinion, this is something that a lot of people really need to question the safety of, because this is not something we've been doing for a very long time. Most Bluetooth headsets are single earpiece, meaning they connect to your phone and they signal right down to your phone to hear them via earpiece. We've never done a two-piece full wireless Bluetooth that signals from one to the other directly through your brain. This is not very healthy to me, in my opinion. Dad and I talked about this on the show a few weeks ago in detail, but I just kind of remind you guys about this. If you are getting this phone, I would really, really suggest you do some more research and understanding what RFRs do to the brain, especially because they're going to be traveling directly through the blood-brain barrier. I mean, literally from one side of the skull to the other side of the skull. Granted, a small amount of it may not be that detrimental to you, but a lot of you guys that are on the phone all the time or listening to music for hours on end while you're traveling, that's a long time to have that stuff going right through your brain, guys. So I'd really suggest you reevaluate it, Dad, like I talked about earlier.
Get the other phone. Get the one. What's that phone you have, Austin? It's not an Android. It's a...
I got the Galaxy S7, the Android one.
Well, those are the ones that blow up, but I think they got the battery fixed on those. But the crazy thing about it is I've got the iPhone 6 Plus. Love the phone. But the iPhone's a great phone, and I like to do it because it ties together with my iPads. But I don't use any wireless features with it, and when I have it in my pocket, I turn it off because it puts out so much radiation, a lot more than the Android does. So, guys, the Galaxy's got a lot less radiation coming out of it. So just use some wisdom, okay? If you're gonna hook it up to your phone, I'm not even sure how you jack it into your doggone phone in your car anymore, Austin, if it doesn't have any ports to it, because it's water resistant now. I don't understand that. The Androids avoided that, but I like the iPhone better, but the whole thing's a bunch of, I affectionately call mine the slave tracker. That's what they are, they're slave trackers. So anyhow, I'll stop talking about that. I want to read you this real quick. This is an article from the National Review. And it was so well written, and Andrew McCarthy wrote it last week, and it was so well written, I really wanted to read you part of this article together and recommend that you guys pull it up online. It's from the National Review. It's by Andrew McCarthy, and it says, Obama's conflict tanked the Clinton email investigation as predicted, because Hillary could not have been proven guilty without proving the president guilty as well. Isn't that interesting way of looking at that, Austin?
Yeah,
so,
it is.
So exclaimed Hillary. How is this not classified? So exclaimed Hillary's Clinton's close aide and confidant, Huma Abedin. The FBI had just shown her an old email exchange over Clinton's private account between the then Secretary of State and a second person whose name Abedin did not recognize. The FBI then did what the FBI was never supposed to do. The agents informed the interviewee, Abedin, of the identity of the second person. It was the President of the United States, Barack Obama himself, using a pseudonym to conduct communications over a non-secure email system. Guys, this guy's just, I mean, this Gay Kenyon guy's got to stop. I'm so glad he's out of office in a few months. Something anyone with a high-level security clearance, such as Huma Abedin, would instantly recognize was a major breach. Abedin was sufficiently stunned that for just a moment, the bottomless capacity of Clinton insiders to keep cool in a scandal was overcome. How is this not classified? She recovered quickly enough, though, and the FBI records that the next thing Abedin did after expressing her amazement in the president's use of pseudonym was asked if she could have a copy of the email. Abedin knew as an insurance policy when she saw one. If Obama himself had been emailing over a non-government, non-secure system, then everyone else who had been doing so would get a free jail card. Thanks to the FBI's document dump, 189 more pages of reports from the Bureau's year-long foray investigation into the Clinton email scandal, we now know for certain what I predicted some 8 months ago. Any possibility of prosecuting Hillary Clinton was tanked by the President Obama's conflict of interest. As I explained in February when it emerged that the White House was refusing to disclose at least 22 communications Obama had exchanged with then-Secretary Clinton over the latter private email account, we knew that Obama was guilty and had knowingly engaged in the same misconduct that the focus on Clinton's, that was on the Clinton probe, the reckless mishandling of classified information. Now, you know, guys, you can go back and read the rest of this article. It's well worth the read. But guys, really? Really? I mean, this is the major reason, and this is why the FBI insider said when they found Clinton, they didn't prosecute her. They said, if we prosecute Hillary Clinton, it will take down the entire Washington establishment. And now we know it meant from the president on down. What a mess. What an incredible, corrupt group of people in the White House. What do you think about this, son?
Well, I mean, the fact that he was using a handle like that, an anonymous handle for his email, is just funny to me. It just shows you that he was obviously up to no good. But as we've talked about before, once we started doing the research on this, we've all pretty much come to the same conclusion, is that Hillary was using her personal email intentionally unsecured as basically Dropbox to drop information so that other countries could easily hack into it, and then they could donate her literally tens of millions of dollars, for example, Saudi Arabia. And so we see that she already had the Clinton Foundation set up. She had all these things set up in here. And, I mean, and then the fact that she has, 33,000 emails and how they all just disappear, they're dumped intentionally. I mean, as you said before, this thing goes so deep that we've known now, the more we read into it, that these guys are completely steeped in the full-blown globalist agenda. That's why they're pushing so hard now. I mean, today I just saw the article that the New York Times just released Trump's 1995 tax return, supposedly without his authorization, showing that he basically took a $900 million loss back then and could use that as a forward loss for years to come. First off, I don't even know why his 1995 tax return matters. Secondly, I don't even know how they legally acquired 1995 tax returns, and I really don't know how they were able to publish those legally and not get unbelievably eviscerated from the IRS. You can't just post people's tax returns like that. But the most idiotic part about it was the absolute hatchet piece they wrote on him, basically making him out to be this guy that doesn't support America and doesn't build roads and doesn't do anything because he doesn't pay any taxes. Let me explain something to you first, guys. There's always ways you can save money on taxes legally. That's what Trump did. He legally saved money on taxes. Secondly, if you think for a second that our money that we pay in taxes goes to do anything, including schools, roads, or infrastructure, you're living in the complete and total loony land. The money that we pay in, almost all of it goes to pay all the entitlement programs, including Medicare, Social Security, welfare, all that stuff. secondly, when they need more money, like they did in 2008 with the bailouts, they simply print more money. They've been, what is it, almost $20 trillion actually on the balance sheet that Obama has increased in the last 8 years. I mean, come on, they don't use money as far as in a normal budget scenario. Our money that we pay in the tax dollars has nothing to do with how they spend it. So trying to say that Trump not paying in taxes because he legally had a loss shows that he basically doesn't support America is complete and total just ridiculousness on my, from my opinion. But I just found it really offensive that the New York Times posted something like that. And they're trying to get away with it, man. That's what the Clintons are trying to do. They're doing every single undermined, shady tactic they can to try and get the United States population against Trump. But I don't know if it's working, man. Her polls are still not holding strong. She's had more people now, volunteers basically abandoning Hillary. So I don't know, man. I think America may be starting to wake up to what's really going on, Deb.
Well, you know what's interesting to me, Austin? I watched a very good video by Trey Smith on a prophecy about Donald Trump. I reckon it already has close to 300,000 views, like over the weekend. It's crazy, and everybody needs to look it up. But let me stop you for a second and kind of retrograde, because I've got so many topics I want to talk about that you brought in. The national debt was around $10-11 trillion when Obama took office. Now it's close to 20, so he's added about double the national debt.
Yeah,
but that does not include the money that was printed by the Fed in off-books balance sheets that was close to $16 trillion that was given away to foreign banks and other entities. So because the Fed controls the Exchange Stability Fund, and through that they control the Treasury of the United States, they can pretty much do whatever they want to do with the treatment of our currency without running it through the books of the United States. That's what's interesting about all of this. That shows you that if they had wanted to, they could have not had any national debt for the United States like we were before 1913, we had no national debt. There's no reason to print currency and charge us interest on it. It could have been printed as a reserve currency and used and never sold back to the Treasury through the IRS will release your tax returns to us for the last 3 years. And my response was, no, thank you. I'm not interested. I won't worry about getting a credit line increase. I'm not going to do that because I don't want that information going out into cyberspace in your records so you can get it hacked again and turn around and somebody else to pull my three tax returns up for the last 3 years, which probably is what happened to Trump. He probably had to do a financial statement, and they required that he put tax returns into the financial statement, and it was supposed to be secure, but obviously it was not. So guys, when they start asking you for tax returns for a loan when you've got good credit, my response is always this, next. Just go to another bank, next. I'm not going to be involved with this because to me it's too sketchy. Now let's go back one more notch. We were also talking about the media putting out this information about Trump that's not true. Bill Clinton did three things which just endear him to me from a facetious standpoint that nauseates me, right? This is the point that nauseates me. Back in the early 90s, he changed the Federal Communications Commission's mandate as far as how many radio stations could be licensed to a corporation or an individual in a given market. I've covered this before, but I'm going to tie it together right now. Now, when he did that, it allowed Clear Channel and other huge radio networks to come in and buy up every show in a market and completely censor the news in that area and only put through what Reuters wants them to put through or the AP wants them to put through, which are both owned by the Rothschild banking cartel. Now, a lot of talk shows out there, they don't say Rothschild banking cartel because they say, it sounds like you're anti-Semite. I'm not anti-Semite. These are the lowlife, the Sabbatean Satanists. I'm anti-Satanist. That I am. I am that. I am that. You can say I'm an anti-Satanist. I am that. These are the Satanists that basically have controlled the world's currency markets and the world banks. So what happened is this Rothschild banking cartel, through their interlocking corporate directorships, took control through like seven major corporations, some say six, of 95% of the world's media. They did this through radio and TV because the FCC got hamstrung by Bill Clinton in the early 90s. They had to make their propaganda network work better. Let me give you an example. Back in the late 80s, middle 80s, I started doing talk radio. I've been doing radio now for over 30 years. Been doing this for a very, very long time. My first radio broadcast was on WCIE, which was a powerhouse station back in Central Florida. The head DJs in the morning were Rita Christie and Jim Gates. At 11 o'clock, Tom Trolson came on the show with a show called Feedback. And I remember the first time I did a radio talk show with him, the phones rang off the hook at the church for like 3 weeks. I mean, they were so frustrated they didn't even want me back on it as a guest because I covered scriptural nutrition, what God says about what we should and shouldn't eat. And back in the 80s, this was like never talked about before. I mean, you know, Jordan Bruman hadn't done his book, The Maker's Diet, yet because, you know, I was the one who pioneered that path and took all the heat for it. This is over 30 years ago. Jordan was too young to have done that back then. I was in my 20s. Now the reason I say all that, then I started doing more and more TV and more radio, and I'd have all these different shows I could get on all of the time, sometimes up to 40 different talk shows a week. I've done thousands and thousands of talk shows, and I'm talking big shows as a guest. I was even asked to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show back in the 90s because I was getting so much notoriety because I was doing the seminar circuit with Peter Lowe, the success circuit with President Bush and Schwarzkopf and those guys. You've heard me talk about this before. I thank God that I got to do that. It's by the grace of God that I did that. I felt like I was in really tall cotton with a lot of the speakers that I appeared with, but I learned something. Everybody puts their leg pants on one leg at a time. We're all just men before God. That's all we are. We have to try to serve Him and obey His commands because that's the sole duty of man according to Ecclesiastes. But what's interesting about that is I watched the entire industry change. As Clear Channel would come in and start buying up all the radio and TV broadcasts and all these things in a market, they started issuing edicts out that any type of person who did alternative nutrition or alternative health would come on, they were no longer allowed to be on the show because it competed directly against the medical commercials that were being run, like all these different drugs and drug companies, because the drug companies are also owned by the Rothschild banking cartel through the interlocking corporate directorships. They pretty much bought up the entire New York Stock Exchange, which is the same thing they did in Germany in 1920-21, which is why Hitler hated them so much and hated the international banking community so much. Now, let's tie this over to the Vatican. The Vatican came out last week and said that anybody who does alternative talk radio and does not follow the government line is basically not a patriot, and they should be silenced. This is the Pope who said this, the Pope. Now, this is the same Pope, which was the Jesuit high commander in Argentina, who oversaw the killing of tens of thousands of people who he deemed unfit when the Operation Condor took place. Now, this is the same guys. This is all tied together with the mafia, with the running of drugs. If you read the book, Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Mafia, and the Vatican, you will get a crawlful of stuff that you didn't want to know about that I've talked about on this show so many times, but a full understanding of how devious this is and how we've lost our country to a mafia, basically. And that's who these people are, and they run everything through corporations, so they think they can't be personally held accountable because the corporation becomes its own entity. It can be fined, but nobody goes to jail because nobody takes responsibility because the corporation is fined, and the corporation can't be sent to jail. That's why they're doing all of this. And so slowly, they're encircling us now with these giant corporations, which is what TPP is all about. TPP is designed to come in and destroy the United States and put us under a corporation with a hierarchy leadership out of the Vatican as high priests. You guys think I'm joking, and I'm not. And so we'll have the one world religion, the one world corporation, the one world bank, the one world group of people who are its slaves under a feudal system. That's what they've done. They decided back in the 50s to go in and rape the third world, allow population explosion to occur in the third world, rape the third world of its resources, and then take these third world people in and put them into the United States and into Europe to destroy the infrastructure through Cloward and Piven. This was all planned. They did all of it. They did all of it. This is all planned out to do this. And that's what they're doing now. They're just implementing a 50-year, 60-year, 70-year-old plan right now, and they had to wait for the population of the third world to burgeon enough to allow it to be forced into Europe and forced into the United States. The globalists are doing this. The globalists are primarily the banking cartels that run the planet that are Rothschild-owned. That's what this is all about. It's about the money. It's about slavery. It's about a feudal system. It's about destroying what we know of as America. So it's crazy. The whole thing is absolutely nuts that we're in the middle of this mess, but we're in the middle of this mess. So guys, listen to me for a second. You gotta pray. You gotta pray that all the diebold election hacking they try to do to get Hillary Clinton into office doesn't work. You gotta pray that Donald Trump gets off his butt and he tells the truth and he attacks Hillary. he was basically told to do what he did by a bunch of idiots who don't know what they're doing. The American population is to the point now, we don't want to hear anything good about Hillary Clinton. She nauseates me, she nauseates Austin, and I guarantee if you're listening to the show today, she nauseates you probably within a few minutes of listening to her talk. It got so bad at that last debate that I actually had to put my hand over my face and cover half the TV set so I couldn't see her wretched face. And I had to mute when she was talking, because I knew I had to listen to what Trump said because I had to do a show on it. But halfway through that debate, I was physically nauseous of listening to that witch and the lie and the she's got that miserable, miserable witch personality. And guys, you know what I'm talking about. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Of these condescending women. Now, men don't get like that very often, okay? But they do every once in a while, only if they act kind of weird to start with. But women, they're like that. They're just these awful people sometimes, and I don't know what it's all about. Maybe she dropped her on her head when she was little. I don't get it, because she used to be a very Goldwater Republican. I don't know what happened to Hillary Clinton, but they get that condescending look, and they talk down to you. That's what she does. When she talks to anybody, she talks down to them, because she really thinks she's superior to everybody. I've got a sister who's like that. I don't talk to my sister either. She nauseates me, just like Hillary Clinton does. Now, you guys think, well, that's awful, Ted. Well, I'm just telling you the truth, okay? If you think my family's perfect, you got something else coming too, because it's not. And if you think your family's perfect, it's not perfect either. I promise you. Nobody's got a perfect family. That's why we all need Jesus Christ to bring us back to righteousness. But guys, listen to me. This ties back together with the Vatican. It ties back together with the mafia. And it's primarily the Jewish-controlled mafia out of New York. That's who primarily was running the drugs to start with when they brought it in to start with. That's the primary thing that's going on with all that. But there are other types. There are Italian mafias and everything else that are also involved in this. It's not just the Jewish mafia. There's also Italian mafias. But guys, it's a giant mess. And that's why they're pushing us towards globalism. But here's the thing. Their entire narrative is starting to fall apart because of the internet. Because everybody has figured out now, wait a minute. These guys are all lying. But we got to get Donald Trump to listen. Now, I'm going to send him some more stuff. I just hope he realizes how bad he looked on that last debate, how unprepared he looked, and how Hillary was basically being fed the question. But it wouldn't make any difference. All he had to do was talk about Benghazi. All he had to do was talk about all the dead soldiers. All he had to do was talk about all the dead people in Egypt and talk about her leadership and what she did. And when she does things wrong, she kills people. All he had to do was keep saying it over and over again about her Clinton Foundation and her whore of a husband. And I'm going to say it again. Her whore of a husband. A stinking whore husband is what she has. I mean, the guys rapes people. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, we want that filth, that slime, that cesspool, those grifters is what they are, back in the White House? Absolutely not. So that's my little rant for the day, Austin. What do you think?
No, you couldn't have said it much better, bud. You definitely, I mean, and that's exactly the truth. That's what's going on right now. And I'm glad you addressed a lot of those things, because you're very educated in that area. And that's the overall goal, like you said, from the 50s, was to go in, and they even did it before then in a lot of the areas in Africa. They've gone in and basically pillaged the continent, controlled
right.
the resources, own
that's
everything,
right.
buy like
that's
what they did
right.
in Zimbabwe with the Federal Reserve Bank down there, with their $1 billion notes that they had to start issuing because the currency was devaluing so rapidly with hyperinflation. And that's what they've done. And so then they own the silver, they own the gold, they own the diamonds, they own the
that's
oil,
right.
they own everything
right.
in all these
that's
countries.
Right.
And then
right.
as Dad just said, we see exactly what's going on now with the massive, massive immigration raid that every single, you know, number one high-end country is starting to receive now. And we're all supposed to accept it and be okay with it. And now we have the military. This just started today. This was so egregious to me. It was horrible. Today, the U.S. military will start its gender reassignment surgery for transgender soldiers now in the U.S. military, a program that could cost up to $8.4 million a year. The Defense Department's policy states that if a soldier's ability to serve is adversely affected by a medical condition or medical treatment related to their gender identity, they are eligible for reassignment surgery or hormone therapy subject to a commander's approval. By the RAND corporate assessment in June 2016, there are between 1,300 and 6,600 transgender troops on active duty. I don't even know how they have that big of a spread. They can't figure out a closer number than that. But they said of those, between 30 to 140 prefer hormone treatment, and another 25 to 130 would seek surgery. The surgery would be conducted at a military base or private hospital if the former lacks the qualified care. A substantial amount of the military is diametrically opposed to the policy and argues that since gender reassignment surgery makes it impossible for soldiers to deploy up to 135 days or longer, the money spent on surgery could be better used elsewhere else. Ron Cruz, who's chaplain, said, "I think this is a gross misuse of military medical dollars." And now what you're going to start seeing, now I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen now. As we've known people that have gone into the military to get their college paid for, which I don't have a bit of problem with. If you want to serve and you want to have the military pay for your college, it's a great program. They can really support you and take care of you that financially, and you go debt-free to school, and then you do your 4 years and you're out, or if you want to go longer. But what we're going to start seeing now, guys, is people enlisting in the military and side jobs, whatever they can do, the easiest work they can do, just so they can get in and get their gender reassignment surgery for free with the U.S. military paying for it. This will start a massive epidemic of transgenders and weirdos, just flat-out weirdos. God, I'm going to call it how it is. If you've had something happen to you medically via birth, if you have some type of hormone issue going on with you, that's a very, very, very rare circumstance, but it can happen. Majority is people that are involved in this weirdo transgender, I want to be on hormone replacement therapy, and I want to have surgery, and I want to have my private parts cut off. You have some very, very strange screws loose in your head. I'm sorry, I'm putting that out there right now. I'm going to call it how it is. And what the military is doing now, the United States military, the supposed backbone of this country, is stating now, we'll take in everybody that's transgender, and we'll pay to have your surgery done for you if you're in the U.S. military. This is so far egregious to me on what this country stands for and what our military stands for. To my knowledge, I don't know of one other substantial military force in the entire world that pays for gender reassignment surgery in the military. I don't know of one, Dad. Maybe in some other weird little countries. But as far as large, large standing militaries, I don't know of anybody that does this type of weird behavior.
Okay, let me quantify something very quickly. This is all planned with the hormones they put into the food, the water, the BPA, that's bisphenol A, and the soy. This was all planned to gender bend people in the last 70 years because the American population, the boys, the men who are real men, all they wanted to do was get in fights all the time. And in the 50s, that's what it was about. Just everybody got in fights all the time. And, you know, and so they had to get the American guys to calm down. And so they had to do it through hormonal transplant surgery, which basically they couldn't do that with injections because people would notice that they put it in the food and in the water, instead of doing the surgery stuff. So here's the thing about this. I feel bad for these kids that were chemically castrated in utero because they were given so much estrogen through their food and through soy and basically who have very small genitalia and they don't know what they are because they're right brains and they're a male. I got that, okay? There is a percentage of those people that are confused. Now, because they're confused, that doesn't make their issue your issue or my issue, Austin, as far as from a tax standpoint.
No.
The people who should be paying for this are these chemical corporations that have done this to these children and these men and these boys and these girls. So, again, I'm probably more tolerant of all of this weirdo stuff than most people are from a biochemical standpoint because I understand the chemistry behind it. So I understand that if you start getting infused with estrogen when you're in utero, that you're getting chemically castrated and you had no choice. Got it. Understand it. But the globalists have done this on purpose. They don't infuse themselves with this stuff. They've got themselves a queer president right now. Just call him what he is. He's queer, okay? And he basically, I still don't believe he was born in the United States. I don't care if Donald Trump has capitulated and says he was. I still don't believe he was. And that's why I call him the gay Kenyan. And the problem is that we know he was queer because he had all of these bathhouse experiences in Chicago, and his queer lovers were all killed mysteriously, or multiples were, before he went into office to shut them up. You can look it up online. Just Obama's gay lovers murdered before the White House. Look it up. Look at their mothers crying and screaming. He had an affair with the president. They were in the bathhouse together. The president wanted to be out. So basically, he was found dead. So I'm not making this stuff up. Don't care. I know it's not politically correct. I'm so far past politically correct right now that I can't even get back to that. I don't want to be back to that anymore because I tell you guys the truth. We got a gay Kenyan into the White House. We had a bunch of gay lovers before we went into the White House. And his mother was a prostitute and a porn lady. We got that already. And that she was killed before we went to the White House. I mean, the whole thing is this giant mess of these guys who were Satanists trying to bring this culture into the United States to overtake us and to make us accept their deviant behavior. So you're absolutely right, Austin. It's a giant, giant mess, but we, the taxpayers, shouldn't be paying for this. These corporations that have done this and infused these people with all these estrogen mimickers, they're the ones that need to be paying for it, and they shouldn't be in the military. And if they're going to be in the military and they don't feel as though they're a man or a woman anymore, okay, they should just step out and do something in civilian life as far as I'm concerned. The only hormone replacement therapy I can see that even be viable, and this is going to sound weird, but this is true. If a woman wants to be a guy, all right, and she basically is a dyke, and she wants to be a guy, and she's in the military, she wants to be able to carry a pack better, she wants to start taking testosterone shots, whatever. Who cares? Don't care, all right? It'll make her a lot stronger and a lot faster. It will. But for a guy who's in the military who wants to be more feminine and he wants to get his testes cut off and go on estrogen shots, he's going to lose muscle weight and strength like he's never dreamed it's going to be possible. How in the world is he going to be in combat and be able to fight unless they're in a non-combat role where they're doing all of this stuff? So anyhow, so the whole thing's weird. Here's another article. Deutsche Bank, again, is in trouble. It received a bailout twice as big as Lehman Brothers. The gyrations in Deutsche Bank shares last week, together with a June report from the International Monetary Fund indicating that the bank was the most important net contributor to systemic risks, has cast a trading pall over all of the global banks. Against the backdrop, most Americans would be stunned to learn that German Deutsche Bank, which perpetually finds itself on the wrong side of the law, was bailed out in five separate U.S. emergency lending operations during the 2007 to 2010 financial crisis, receiving more than twice the emergency financial assistance as that received by Lehman Brothers, the failed U.S. investment bank. According to the Government Accountability Office, Deutsche Bank received cumulative loans totaling $77 billion under the Federal Reserve's primary dealer credit facility, and $277 billion more in cumulative loans. Okay, now we're at almost $400 billion under the terms securities lending, for a total of $354 billion. Lehman Brothers received only $183 billion in the Fed emergency lending. This goes on and on and on. Now, I want to talk about this for just a second. Here's why this is happening to Germany. Okay, it's not about Deutsche Bank. It's about the surplus they have in their trade. Germany doesn't have a national debt because they sell more stuff than they buy, and they have a huge influx of money coming into their country, which gives them a surplus. So they don't have to borrow money from the German Fed that's owned by the Rothschild banking cartel that was set up after World War II, or reset up after World War II because Hitler had thrown it out. So they have to find a way to enslave the German people and to enslave this country of Germany. They're doing it through the migrants, which is going to cripple them from an internal standpoint, and they're doing it through debt. Now, if Germany collapses or Deutsche Bank collapses, it's going to massively affect the entire country of Germany and all of Europe because they're interlocked. That's what this whole thing is about. It's not about taking down Deutsche Bank because they don't like Deutsche Bank. It's about taking down Deutsche Bank because Deutsche Bank is the German primary bank. That's why they want to take it down, and they want to destroy the industrial powerhouse that is Germany. Germany, the Germans work too hard. They produce too much stuff that people want, and they sell too much of it all over the world, like their Porsche or the Mercedes or the Volkswagen, all German companies, including Audi, including Lamborghini, including Bugatti. They're all German products, including Rolls-Royce now. It's all German-made companies, and they sell these products all over the planet. And the problem with that is they bring in too much money. So they've got to find a way to cripple Germany financially. I believe this is the way they're going to do it, Austin. What do you think?
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, they're hitting it from every angle, like you said, too. And now we see what they're doing, the massive amount of money they're having to pour in this Muslim invasion. I mean, they're estimating, I think, what over the next 5 years it's going to run them roughly 85 billion euros as far as just estimation on what they have now, not including if they take on more and more and more refugees over the next couple of years. So, yes, this is what they're trying to do. As you said before, they're trying to intentionally collapse every single high-end country. That way they can come back in with a one-world bank and a one-world government because everything else failed. That'll be the mantra that they say, well, everything else failed, so we have to all pull our resources together and become a one-world bank and a one-world government, and that way we can fix everything and make it better and make everybody safe. But that's where it's at. This is interesting, too, now. The U.S. scientists just recently announced the birth of a baby containing DNA from three different people in an article in the New Scientist. The procedure, which is illegal in the United States, was performed in Mexico. They used the biotechnology to produce a child DNA, produce a child with three separate people's DNA. The researchers claim that their new technique is significantly more precise and has major implications over the previous genetic disease. The fertility procedure is performed on a couple in which the woman was a carrier for a fatal genetic disorder known as the Lyme syndrome. Because the woman carried the mutation in her mitochondria, supposedly any child she bore would contract and die. The couple had already experienced four miscarriages. In order to bypass the genetic marker, researchers used a method in which the egg cell was emptied of its mitochondria and its genetic material. That egg was then implanted with nuclear DNA from the mother's egg and the healthy mitochondria from the donor egg. This new hybrid egg was then implanted with the father's sperm. The researchers created five eggs by this new technique. Only one was viable, and one was implanted and led to a viable pregnancy and birth. Biotech experts are warning, though, that any germline modifications can lead down the slippery slope to designer babies and ethical, murky areas. I don't know a whole lot about this, Dad, as far as you do in this area. What do you think about this? Do you think this is the start of them publicizing more to come, or do you think this is just something that they're playing around with right now?
Well, the problem is they've been cloning people for a long time.
Right.
And they've been doing that in China for decades. And so they already know that. We have that technology. We had the technology to clone back when I was at Florida State, and we talked about it in embryology, which was in the fall of 1975. I mean, so we've had the technology for cloning has been around for 25, 35, 40 years. Okay, and what we've done is we fine-tuned it. Now we're actually able to move DNA strands around and basically play God is what they're doing. With who knows what type of long-term, you know, repercussions we're going to have with this, with chimeras. But they don't care. Because remember, these guys are hell-bent on destroying God's creation. And I mean, I'm using that term, I'm not using that sacrilegiously. Hell. Hell-bent. They're from hell. They're bent on doing this. These guys are total Satan worshipers. They're all from their father, Lucifer. Jesus straight called them out of the book of John. I mean, they're called out again in the book of Enoch for who they, what they are. They're basically the apostate angels. The demon spawn of all of that mess that is against God Almighty. And they hate everything God made. So, yes, they know that we're created in God's image, though our DNA has been compromised because of all these years of tinkering with it from the whack bags of the fallen angels, and now we've got this going on. So they're just coming out and telling us what they're doing. That's why with that show that I'd like to talk to you guys about finding on the blood of Christ, it talks about how the blood of Jesus transmits scalar waves to restore us back to righteousness through his blood. That's why the blood was so important. I explained that in that show. But let me read you this article. It's another good one, too. I like this. It's from by attorney Joe Churchwell, and it says, "So I'm lying here and I can't sleep for the second night in a row wondering what has happened to my country. My country that Merle Haggard sang about. My country that was born of courage of the likes of Nathaniel Bacon, Francis Marion, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, and Sam Houston. My country that hometown buddies would fight to defend it if you so much as insulted my country, and even more dangerous and downright foolish was insult Texas or the South. My country that loved and protected her own and above all others was kind and strong and protective of the weak and the oppressed. If my country ever truly existed, she has just as surely, as I lie here writing this with tears in my eyes, been put to death by apathy and greed and weakness and cowardice. Every day I see injustice. Every day I see oppression. Every day I see the faces of my clients tear in anguish. They are forced to endure the wrath of Child Protective Services. And he goes on to talk about what's going on with Child Protective Services, but I thought that first paragraph that he wrote on that tied together so much of what we've all talked about on this show, and the irony and the agony of what we have done to the United States of America through the globalists, through the George Bush cartel, through the Clinton cartel, through Prescott Bush, through all of this mess, through the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. I mean, we have watched the country, I have, because I'll be 61 in a couple of months, we have watched the country go from extremely over-the-top excellent to this mediocre mess that we have now, where people don't care about work, they don't care about quality, they don't care about their word, they don't care about truth, they don't care about anything but just what they can get. And the sad part about Austin is, if we as a country continue to live like this, I mean, it's like I said earlier a few weeks ago, it's not that the Democratic voters who are voting for Hillary Clinton don't know that she's an evil witch and she's a liar and a thief and Clinton's a whore and a rapist. It's not that they don't know that. It's that they know that and they don't care and they're voting for her anyway. That's the problem. That's the apathy. Well, they'll give me more stuff. I want her back in. Are you kidding me? It's about stuff now? How much stuff can you get? How about if we lose the whole country? How about, is that enough stuff for you? I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, how much stuff do you want? I mean, how much free stuff do you want? How many free Obama phones do you want? Healthcare is going up all over the country because of this Obamacare nightmare that we've been subjected to. I'm being fined, what, $5,000 this year, whatever the maximum penalty is, because I refuse to buy their garbage. I refuse to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to play their little stupid games. I'll be fined. Billions of dollars were brought in 2014. We're seeing the numbers. Much more in 2015 haven't been released yet. 2016 will be over the chain because nobody wants to pay these elevated premiums. It turned into, just like John Roberts ended up saying it was, it turned into another tax. That's all it is, Austin. Just another tax.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it turned into. All right, I'm enough of that. What's your next story, buddy?
Well, no, that's exactly what it's turned into. And in my opinion, it's a complete and total unconstitutional tax. The problem was all the Congress was paid off in order to pass that bill and allow it to go through by all the pharmaceuticals and all the insurance companies that helped write the bill. It was a complete and total scam. If Congress had actually took money out of their pocket, if they actually had to pay for this, if they got cut their $180,000 a year salary and they got fined for it because they didn't get their free health care that they already have working in government services, they would have thought about it a whole lot differently than they did. But no, in my opinion, it was completely and totally unconstitutional to fine somebody for being healthy. That's all it is. That's simply what it is. If you don't buy into their health care, we're going to fine you because you're healthy. You don't go to the hospital, you don't need health care, we're going to fine you. Then we're going to take money and we're going to redistribute wealth that way. It's just another fine. I mean, guys, how many taxes do we have? How many taxes? I mean, you literally cannot look or touch at anything without paying, having some type of tax on it in some way, shape, or form, period. There's taxes on everything. So just another way to tax healthy people was the health care reform. That's what it was.
It's true. You're right. It's another way to tax healthy people. You're right.
Yeah, and I don't have health insurance. I've told you guys as far as I negotiate with the hospitals when I had the pericarditis. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there and pay $400, $500, $600, $700 a month for top-tier health insurance that I don't use. And if I do have to go to the hospital, like I did that one time in my life in 28 years, I negotiated with them, and it pretty much cost me about what it would have cost me to have health insurance for about a year and a half. That's what it did. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways around this, guys, but we have to understand that we're not servants to the government. They don't own us. We're not slaves. We have to start understanding that concept because too many of us have gotten that ideology that they own us, they control us, they tell us what we can do and what we can't do. And in a sense, that's what we become, and that's what we've allowed ourselves to become. But we have to break that mold and start pushing forward. Like, for instance, the CDC just came out now today and expanded its recommendations for any male that could have been possibly exposed to Zika and says if they're trying to conceive with their partner, they need to at least wait 6 months regardless of symptoms in line with new scientific evidence updated by the WHO, the World Health Organization, and the CDC. So now they're telling us that we need to not have sex, or we shouldn't have kids now, because we may have been exposed to Zika. This is what they do. They constantly get in everybody's head with the subliminal propaganda, just like those stupid vaccine emails I talked about last week that Atlanta keeps getting because she signed up for some of those coupons so we could save money when she was pregnant on some stuff that we wanted to buy. They sit there and try to just throw this unbelievably asinine ideology at you and make you think you have to listen to them because they are right all of the time. No matter what, you do not question what they say. You follow their order absolutely 100% of the time. That's what they want out of everybody, and that's why they hate Trump so much, because his ideology goes completely and totally against that. He does not conform to all this stuff, especially with this political correctness that's going on, and they cannot stand it. They don't want the United States of America thinking for themselves again. They don't want us being self-sufficient again. They don't want us being able to handle our own security and our own neighborhood defenses again. They don't want us doing any of that. They want us to be reliant on their government police, their GMO foods, their fluoridated water, their unbelievably toxic vaccines, and the list goes on. That's what they want, and they will not stop until we start standing up for what we believe and saying, no, we're not going to take it anymore. We don't want fluoride in our water. We don't want GMO foods on our plates, and we sure as heck don't want vaccines in our children. Until we all start doing that as an aggregate and coming together as Americans, we're not going to be able to make this change, even with Trump. But Trump will allow us to spearhead a lot of this stuff if he stays true and he doesn't get compromised, Deb.
I completely concur with everything you just said. Iran is now showcasing a new combat drone, which they copied from the one they captured from us. This story just gets better and better, especially since we gave them hundreds of millions of dollars and shipped it to them, billions. Iran's Revolutionary Guard have unveiled a home-built drone that they said was capable of carrying bombs. State media reported on Saturday. It was in what appeared to be another copy of a reconnaissance drone that the U.S. lost and Iran captured 5 years ago when they hacked into it with radio controls. This long-range drone, they actually hacked into this thing and landed it. This long-range drone is capable of hitting four targets with smart precision-guided bombs with high accuracy, which we know we kill people with those all the time, especially civilians. We like to do that in the United States. The head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace arm, Amir Ali Hazid, no comment, was quoted as saying by state news agency IRNA, the guards did not demonstrate the drone's abilities and did not say what range it had. Photograph carried by the Tasman news agency showed the Iranian drone looks similar. It's not similar. It's identical to the U.S. RQ-170 Sentinel aircraft that was captured in eastern Iran in 2011. All you got to do is just take it apart and mold the components. Iranian media asked the Iranian model was based on the U.S. one. U.S. President Obama asked Iran to give back, which they did not. Rather, we gave them billions of dollars. The drone, which belonged to American forces in neighboring Afghanistan, but Tehran said Washington should apologize for spying on the country with unmanned aircraft. You know, this reminds me of Jimmy Carter, Austin. You don't remember this. You don't remember this, because if you're younger than 30 years old, you won't remember this. Back in the 70s, Jimmy Carter, who has gotten kind of awake here recently, decided to rescue we had a bunch of hostages in Iran. We had the Iranian hostage. It went on for like over a year. And finally he decided he was going to mount a helicopter rescue mission to go into Tehran and take these hostages out by force with the military. And he had allowed the military to so fall apart back in the 70s, they didn't understand that when you launch helicopters in the desert, that you've got to put screens on the intake so you don't suck sand into the rotors, into the motors. And so they all crashed. You probably never heard of that, have you, Austin?
No.
And you weren't born. I'm in my 20s when all this happens, and I'm like, really? Our military is that inept? And I'll never forget it. My dear Ronald Reagan, I'll never forget this. It was probably a photo stage, and I loved it. It was right before Carter left office and before Ronald Reagan was inaugurated. And he was playing golf, and some of you guys will remember this. He was playing golf, and he was carrying his clubs because, he liked to cut wood with chainsaws and all that. He always liked to be macho. I love that guy. And he'd ride horses, shoot guns. And I'll never forget, he walked up to the car after he'd played a round of golf, and he hadn't been inaugurated yet. And he goes, and they asked him about the Iranian hostages, and he took his golf clubs and he threw them in the trunk. He goes, I'll take care of this as soon as I get in office. And Austin, the day he was inaugurated, they released the hostages.
That's solid, man.
They knew that that cowboy was going to take care of it. And I mean, I remember he slammed those golf clubs into the trunk, and then that would never ever happen again. So it's kind of crazy what happens. What's your next story, buddy?
Well, yeah, it's funny now. Now we send Iran pallets of cash and act like we don't know where it went or who it went to over there and deny it until we get busted on it. and then send them another $1.2 billion to make up for a bad military plane transaction from the 70s now or the 80s, whatever it was. I talked about that story. To make up for the interest on it, we send them more billion in cash. I mean, really?
We're borrowing the money to do this.
we took a cash advance on our credit cards at 19% interest to pay Iran the money that they say we owed them in interest because of a bad plane deal. I would have told them to pound salt. They can come over here and extract their plane from us. They feel like it so bad. Golly. One of the last stories I got here. This is interesting. This is actually kind of sad, but it just goes to show you that there's something else going on under the surface here that we're seeing. I'm having more and more friends having children. Thankfully, all the kids that I've seen now have been healthy. Unfortunately, a lot of the parents are still choosing to vaccinate, which is very sad to me. But mortality rates, in the United States have continued to climb, even as the chance of pregnancy-related death has fallen in nearly every other country. The findings come from a new data analysis conducted by the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation of the University of Washington. Researchers noted that the deaths corresponded with a period of supposed improvement in the quality of health care. They went on to say, the first time I saw the results for the United States, I thought there was an error. I actually started looking for what went wrong. However, the data held up. Researchers found that between the year 2000 and 2015, global maternal death rates fell by more than 33%. In the United States, however, the death rate increased in that period by more than 20%. The increase since 1990 was more than 50%. Only 24 of more than 200 nations in the study saw increases in maternal death rates between 2000 and 2015. Only 24, and the United States was one of those. And all of the 24 on the United States was a first world wealthy country. How odd is this, guys? Out of every 100,000 pregnancies in the United States now, 28 of them die from pregnancy or childbirth related complications. This is now higher than the rate in Russia, Vietnam, Romania, and Iran combined. Other research studies bear out this trend. A few months ago, another analysis concluded that from 2000 to 2014, the mortality rate increased by 27%. So it was even higher than the numbers that they tested. There has been no change in the death rates from traditional causes of maternal death, such as hemorrhaging or high blood pressure, anything such as that. The researchers are suggesting that most of the blame might fall on the increasing prevalence of chronic medical conditions such as diabetes and obesity. They're saying that the United States is starting to receive these results as its own obesity epidemic. Now, guys, this could be part of the reason, but another reason, of course, and this is just my own preference because I've seen this happen so much now, in the United States, a major factor that separates the United States now from almost every single other wealthy nation is the massively, extremely high rate of C-sections that we do. Even the World Health Organization suggests that about 10 to 15% of C-section, that rate reflects a medical necessity. In the United States, we're almost 33% of all childs that are born to a C-section now. Does that not seem unbelievably odd to you guys? And I've talked about it before, why the doctors do this all the time for the convenience that they do, but there's something else going on with the death rates that's increasing in the United States. Some would say it's almost intentional. I don't know. I don't have any proof of that. But these numbers are pretty odd, Dad. What do you think about that?
No, death rates from the immunizations are what's doing this, and because of the prenatal nutrition of the United States. I mean, the United States leads the world in infant mortality as far as industrialized nation. We have the highest death rate of any industrialized nation. I mean, the leading cause of death in our children age 13 and under is cancer, for heaven's sakes. The leading type of cancer in kids is leukemia. And some of these kids are dying of leukemia at a very, very young age. And, of course, these children are being over-immunized, which is putting them into cytokine storms, which is basically causing them to have encephalitic, you know, seizures, basically, and dying. And so, yes, it's because of the immunizations. I mean, the countries that don't immunize their kids like this, they don't have these death rates. It's just, it's another lie. It's all about reducing. See, they're doing to us what they did to Germany. They've got to make us infertile over here so they can fill us full of third world people. Okay, that's what they got to do. That's the whole point of all of this stuff. I mean, it's about reducing the population of the United States with the indigenous Americans that have been here for 200, 300, 400 years or 100 years. They've got to stop us from breeding. They don't want us breeding. That's why you've got blonde hair and blue eyes, you know, now you're considered a suspect and, you know, and you're bad in Germany. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but that's, I thought Germans were blonde hair and blue eyes, which they're really not. There are a lot of them down in Bavaria. But the point is, I mean, it's just, they're making everything kind of weird. Again, it's what the Bible says, that everything that's going to be good is going to be turned upside down and made bad. This is what Lucifer does. Guys, he's the father of lies. He hates Yahweh and Yeshua. He hates them. I mean, this is not a, this is a real serious fight that's going on between these guys. And this guy, he doesn't know he's been licked, and he doesn't want to quit. Because remember, he's also was a geneticist and worked, did a lot of things. Look what the fallen angels did, what they did back in, with Genesis. I mean, everything's about destroying God's creation, and that's what he's still doing. He doesn't care if it takes him 5,000, 10,000 years. He doesn't care if it takes 100,000 years. He doesn't care. This is a battle that's been going on in the heavenlies for eons of time, and we just happen to be in the final straws of it on this planet, which I think is interesting. Teen is accused of stealing 65-cent carton of milk at middle school to stand trial. Now, this kid was getting free lunches. Anyhow. So he doesn't steal anything, but he forgot to pick up his milk, so he went back and grabbed the 65-cent milk, and basically a security guard saw him cutting a line. When the kid said basically pound salt and didn't want to cooperate, he went to see the principal. The authority said he was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and petty larceny. Now, the guy was like 15 years old for 65-cent of milk. Ryan then turned down an offer of non-judicial punishment, and this week a Prince William County judge has set the trial for November for the freshman. Unbelievable. There's 65-cent carton of milk. But the security guard,
wow.
This is ridiculous. Guys, I love you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I really appreciate you. Thanks for listening. You know, you're making our show really getting big. So we thank you for that. Thank you for telling your friends about it. And thank you for just supporting us and, like I said, getting your multiples from us. And I love you guys. Also, go ahead and close.
Yeah, we appreciate everything, guys. You have any questions, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll be on again with you guys tomorrow, as always.